thoughts of the omnipresent wisdom of God. Great God, merciful Creator, everlasting light, enlightened in spirit, created by Thee to know Thee, the spirit that searches in Thee for the enlightenment and blessedness, dispel the darkness that surrounds me and conceals Thee from me. Thou who art everywhere, my God, send down unto my soul one beam only of Thy light, so that a recognition of Thy mysterious ways may bring me near the goal of my journey. For what is the spirit of mortal man when he, apart from Thy light, wanders in the shadow of death? Such a spirit searches for true being, but embraces only a shadow. It holds on to the thought of a reason, but cannot come to this summit even of earthly wisdom. O hidden God, whom all creation seeks, how far above all our concept Thou art, how far above all our feelings. From Thee only the rays of the great light of truth pour into all the creatures of the earth and heaven. O Son of Eternity, enlighten our pristine darkness and change it into a blessed radiance, so that we may recognize Thy being. And for this small favor, O God, let Thy name be praised forever. Without it, however, all Thy ways would be unrecognizable for us. We are indebted to it for our weak comprehension of Thy glory. It confirms our feeble eyes raised to Thee, lights up our path so that we may reach a concept of Thy perfection, brings to life in us a hope of pure enlightenment and the future, and comforting feeling that at some far removed yet definite time we shall see clearly. O how holiness of all, O holy, holiest of all, omnipresence and full of mystery, fill my spirit with that never perishing wisdom which in the recesses of Thy eternity and at the most removed depths of Thy divinity always finds Thee. Thou art the beginning and the crown of all beings. In vain does the thinker, deceived by his imagining, seek in Thy creation anything not directed by and benign will. Any miracle is without omnipotence, any omnipotence without wisdom. In vain does he search in the chaos for the chance which could have brought into being worlds of so great of a harmony. In vain does he attempt not to acknowledge Thee who art the heaven, who art confessed by all the beings, given life to the least worm, and inspires to immortality even him who denies Thee. Autonomous God, forgive Thy weak servant his pride which stems from his senses, darkens his reason, prevents light from entering his soul, and raises the teachings of madness to the stature of wisdom. Forgive the blind self-assurance which rushes across false and shaken bridges towards wisdom, and in the meanwhile destroys the truth. Such a self-assurance is content with the creatures, while it forgets Thee, the creator of it and of everything else. What thanksgiving can I offer Thee, O my God? I live because of Thee, for Thou hast formed my soul to recognize Thee. To Thee alone I am indebted for the never-dying light which illuminates my path far into eternity. I sleep in the eternal night until Thou hast wakened me to recognize myself and to live forever. Without thee, O eternal being, I would have remained eternally confined in my nothingness. Thou givest me a destiny in thy universe. Thou didst call me to the state of enlightenment in which I now bow before thee. Thou who fillest all, fillest me also with certainty about thy being and thy influence on my changeable existence. O King of all the worlds, all the spirits and the whole universe, how late have I come to recognize thee? How late have I begun to enjoy this heavenly light which I find in thy creation? My nothingness endured for many years without learning how to recognize thee, adorn thee, and entrust myself to thee, my existence, my life, all the powers of my being, and my joy in thy presence. All these are gifts of thy mercy, eternal God. The sun takes its light from thee. The planets exist because of thee. What is the origin of this sun which sheds its light over me, lights over me, and warms me? Whence, if not from thee, its creator, who set on fire these stars which glistened over me in the quiet of the midnight and scattered their rays throughout the blue immeasurable expanse, who supports this moving sphere of the earth which unchangeably turns around its sun, autonomous being. Thou alone supportest the earth with all its creatures. Thou biddest the earth flow freely and unobstructedly in her course, change according to seasons and according to the weather, and produce the most varied fruits for the substance of the creatures. Indeed, thou art the Lord of powers. Thou hast existed forever. Thou art the Lord of the creation and wilt always remain the beginning, life, and blessedness of thy creatures. To me too, O Omnipotent, thou hast shown a path in this world filled with thy wonders. Thou hast created me from the dust of the ground, having ordered the perishable matter to combine with thoughts of thee and to be filled with recognition of thy divinity. Receive my thanksgiving. Receive the words of a worm whose feelings are too weak to express thy goodness and too limited to express thy immeasurable being. Without the gift of life, my eyes would see neither the sun nor the glistening stars which preach of thee, nor thy world filled with order and wisdom, the ravishing songs of the nightingale, the enchanting fragrance of the rose, and the blanching odor of the carnation, the delicate spring air, and the majestic voice of the thunder. All these wonders of thy creation would be eternally hidden from me, whilst millions of things created by thy hand would continue recognizing thee and adorn thee, I alone would remain speechless and senseless and would not praise thee. My uncreated nothingness would be unable to bow before thee. Who am I? What was I before thou hast created me? Where did I lay hidden before thou didst call me into being? And thy autonomous and omnipotent power lay the very basis of my ability to exist. From thee, never-failing source, I flowed into this visible world of innumerable beings. I became a creature in order to recognize thee, my creator, and my dependence on thee. Thou hast created my soul capable of thoughts and feelings and raised it above immeasurable orders of lower beings from thy wisdom destined for lower purposes to taught and feeding and two essential characteristics of the human soul, thou hast joined an impression of thy beauty, a sense for thy order, a tendency to virtue, a love for all that is heavenly and divine. This created image of thy uncreated perfection thou hast closed in the lowliest perception by the senses, and thou hast created us free. Mysterious God, how many purposes do we discover in thy actions? Even the struggle of the spirit against sensuality has a purpose. What meaning would there be in virtue if we were attracted to it by our whole being and found no impediments in our desire to be victorious? Would the freedom of our spirit have any meaning if we were created such that we would be unable to change the existing order? How would we find the blessings of truth and virtue if the pain of our hidden innermost wounds did not impel us frequently to reach, to search for the healing balsam contained in truth and in virtue, for they alone can heal us? How would we find the rule of wisdom if we ourselves did not poison the joys of life, whatever we step beyond the measures of enjoyment? God, properly worshipped for thy benefits to thy creatures, properly worshipped despite the apparent existing of evil, which exists in accordance with thy unfathomable will. Thy wisdom has set limits to our natural powers of intelligence, and we are kept on the level appointed to us. The natural weakness of man's intelligence has made all the greater the beneficial illuminations of thy revelations. Weakness has multiplied our marvelous abilities for rebirth. O triunine, unintelligible God, confirm my soul in faith and enable it to adorn thy decrees and in reverent silence. Teach one how to tremble with awe while I am thinking of the mystery of our rebirth. Thou hast created the first human being pure and blameless, destined to immortality. The first man received from thee all that could help him please thee. Thou hast enriched his spirit with understanding and freedom, filled his heart with aspiration for perfection, and thus enabled his heart to hear and recognize the masterful voice of truth. These thy gifts were to guide him in his actions and help him reach the goal of his desires, beatitude. He, however, felt deeply when blinded with the superficial glitter of sensuality, he left thy law. Insidious flattery killed his reason, led him into the labyrinth of wild instincts, and brought destruction upon him and all his descendants. Thus fell he who desired to rise above himself, rose against thy law, and let his insane curiosity darken thy bright image in his heart. Woe to the first man, whose proud reason became the victim of terror, of error. He sees pleasing the eyes of his creator, torment and sorrow flamed up in his heart. Initially created for the most tender emotions, he became conscious of the harm which he had inflicted upon himself, and this position spread and brought pollution upon all his yet unborn descendants. O Eternal, whose breath is life, great and most glorious are the works of thy omnipotence, but even more glorious are the wonders of thy mercy, because thou art good, thou didst not destroy the worm who dared to disrupt thy order. In thy right hand was the flame to burn him up. In thy hand was the lightning to strike him down, and abysses to swallow him. But thou hast spared the sinner who transgressed thy beneficial law. Thou art merciful to the helpless creature that harmed himself. Thou didst keep thy madman on the edge of the abyss.